Welcome to another episode of
In Case You Missed It.
Today we talked about ruining Thanksgiving in just four words.
Pause unbuttoning his pants.
That's what's happening on Facebook this morning. Ruined Thanksgiving in four words. Jonathan Goodwin, his four words, find the toenail, anyone? Oh, my gosh. Shadow Thundercloud.
Morning, Shadow.
Says, anyone want to talk politics?
Yeah, right.
That's a good way to ruin Thanksgiving. Four words that will ruin Thanksgiving. Amanda Hedgecoff says, I lost a Band-Aid.
Morning, Amanda.
Oh,
thank
my.
You, Amanda. Yeah. I needed that.
Travis Humphrey, four words that'll ruin Thanksgiving. What is that smell?
Yeah. Good one, Travis.
Morning. Becky York, four words that'll ruin Thanksgiving. Is that a hair?
Ooh.
I can't even say what Jonathan Pierce says.
Ruh-roh, that bad.
I'm just not going to say it, Jonathan. It's a good one.
Appreciate you coming anyway, Jonathan.
Yeah. Let's see here. This one's great. Liz Underwood, four words that'll ruin Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Going vegan this Thanksgiving.
Yeah, right.
Totally ruined.
Hey, got another.
What?
Your sister is hot. I bet that'd ruin it.
Some people took it a little too far.
A little bit.
Let's see here. Anthony Rowland says, I have to work. That would totally ruin Thanksgiving.
Yeah, definitely suck.
Matthew William Presley says, we're having tofurkey. That would completely ruin Thanksgiving. Oh, that'd be awful. What about you? Ruin Thanksgiving in four words.
Hey, Jason, I got a good one on that four words.
What is it?
I just poisoned you and then set a bottle, half bottle of castor oil on a table and watch her run to the bathroom and start gagging herself.
I just poisoned you. That does fit. Yeah,
I mean, that is four words, but I mean, that's pretty bad there, Mike.
Dang,
well,
dark.
Castor oil.
I just could poison him a little bit.
Yeah, just make him suffer a little.
Yeah.
It was just a little anthrax.
It's not death poisoning. It's just go throw up poisoning.
There you go, brother. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, see ya.
See you guys.
Tony had another story for you in Tony Tales.
Hope you like it.
It's all about Taylor Swift.
And now, Tony Tales with Tony.
Once upon a time, Taylor Swift had a Siamese twin stuck to her head, but she never knew about it. They yanked them apart as babies. The other Siamese-headed Taylor Swift grew up in a dirt-poor country house. She grew up to be Taylor Jo Higginbotham, the underwear sniffer at a used clothes consignment store.
Shoo, throw this pair away! Shoo, throw this pair away. Shoo, throw this pair away. Dang, I hate my job, said Taylor Jo Higginbotham. I sure wish I knew two guitar chords and sang through a vocal processor on an overproduced album all about the man I hate. About that time, Taylor Swift, the real Taylor Swift, came in because she was lost and looking for a bathroom.
Is there some place I could drop the kids off at the pool, if you know what I mean? I'll spray something,
said the real Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift.
Oh my gosh, look, you look just like me, said Taylor Jo Higginbotham.
The two realized they were twins and always heard that little rumor about the Siamese separation surgery.
Hey, let's catch up and talk under the stall door, because I have to pee too, said Taylor Jo Higginbotham, the one that's not really Taylor Swift.
The two caught up and loved each other very much and spent Thanksgiving together. The end.
We wrangled up some bad, bad, terrible, awful, bad. What's another word for bad?
Horrible.
Horrible jokes for you in today's Pickin' and Grinning.
I'm picking
and I am grinning.
Well, Well, Jason, did you hear about the kidnapping over at the school?
No.
It's fine. He woke up.
Oh. Tony, do you know why that scarecrow won an award?
No, why?
Because he was outstanding in his field.
Hey, Jason.
Uh-huh.
How many ears does Captain Kirk have?
I don't know.
Three. The left ear, the right ear, and the final frontier.
Boy, Tony, me and Donna, she's been getting on to me. She says to me yesterday, stop pretending to be butter.
Uh-huh, what? Yeah.
But I'm on a roll now. We had a brand new word of the day for you today.
You're welcome.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Kentucky. Kentucky is that stretch between Byrdstown and Albany where the road bends and you go back into Tennessee for a second, but Tennessee's too tight to put another sign there. Kentucky.
That's Tony's word of the day.
Tony got his slightly out of tune guitar, did some vocal stuff for his slightly out of tune voice.
It's in the key of W.
And presented us with the best country lyric that's never been written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
She regurgitated our love, but I'm trying to pepto our emotional stomach acids and make it better.
Plop, plop, this is.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
First off, this is going to seem like a small story, but it's huge for this kid. And a lot of times that's what we all have to remember, that sometimes extremely small things are huge to the person that they're done for.
Mm-hmm. You know, especially
because we don't think about it that way. Mm-hmm. Andrew Kirby is a high school sophomore in Boiling Springs, South Carolina.
Sophomore, what grade is that?
It's
freshman. Freshman's ninth.
He's in 10th grade.
Okay.
He's a great kid. But he was born with a condition called neurofibromatosis. I hope I'm saying that. That's right. That's required multiple surgeries. As a result, he's very shy, doesn't have many friends, and for years, he's always sat alone at lunch.
Aww.
His mom says she worried about him around lunchtime every day, and they'd usually text each other because he had no one else to talk to.
Everybody wants to sit with somebody at lunch.
So she used to pray for him just to find one other kid to sit with.
Mm.
Well, on his first day of school this year, he was sitting alone like he always did. But then a few members of the student council saw him and decided that wasn't right. So they asked him if they wanted to come sit at their table.
Cool.
And now, instead of just one other kid to sit with, he's got about 10.
Awesome.
They've been sitting with him every single day so far this year. They all went to the movie together a few weeks ago, and they've all been hanging out even when they're not in school.
Ah, kudos, student council.
That's a small, that's one of those small big things, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Man,
notice
that's so
that
cool.
Kid that's sitting there alone, nobody talked to.
Real good to his mom for praying for that, and real good to that those kids in that student council who saw another kid that just needed some friends. Y'all are
real good.
We appreciate you listening to the podcast. We really do. Be sure to tell all your friends about it. Share it with people because it helps boost our ego.
Threaten people who don't listen.
No, don't threaten people.
No, if they do it, it's okay.
Oh, you've been blessed by Tony to threaten people. Anyway, thanks for listening to today's
In Case You Missed It.